The growing U.S. military force assembling in Kuwait is busy honing its warfighting skills, and parts of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division are practicing what some military planners say they fear most, house-to-house fighting in Iraq's cities. In the Kuwaiti desert, the Army has built a combat town out of wood to train soldiers for such urban warfare. NPR's Eric Westervelt observed the Charlie Company of the Army's 315th Infantry Regiment and sent this report.
Army infantrymen crouch against a wooden wall, readying to line up, or stack as they call it, tightly on the side of a Bradley. The armored fighting machine enters the narrow streets, dotted with makeshift wooden homes.
Don't forget, when the track runs up, we're going to stack on you!
What?
We're going to stack on you!
Soldiers have trouble removing a roadblock, one of the only street obstacles they face. Indeed, this training city, the flat, hot desert, is a bit deceiving. There are no high-tension wires, sewer passages, gas lines, basement windows, or rooftops, all potentially deadly danger spots for soldiers in the urban fight. Working in small teams, with snipers and machine gunners covering them, the soldiers begin to secure the buildings, one at a time.
Okay, stuck right here, stuck right here. Get ready to move.
The room-to-room assault is going smoothly. But then Command Sergeant Major Bob Gallagher, one of the trainers, sees another mistake. The Bradley driver has stopped right underneath the window of a two-story building before it was secure. Soon the infantrymen take a knee around the gruff former Special Forces soldier who sprinkles his lessons with anecdotes from his urban combat experiences in Somalia, Panama, and elsewhere. One time, he recalls, a tank halted too close to a window and was done in by a little gasoline.
Multi-storied area, dropped a Molotov cocktail on it, more gasoline, and the crew burnt alive. How long does it take someone to drop a milk jug full of gas on fire from a third-floor window onto the top of a tank? It don't take long. Okay? It's real life. It's not fun and games. People die around tanks. People die around Bradleys if the head is not on a swivel.
To shouts of the common Army refrain, "Hua," this day's other training commander, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Twitty, tells the humbled soldiers to go back and try it again.
You guys just got a mouthful today.
Back at the entrance to the city, the commanders have once again thrown a roadblock, literally, in the path of the armored fighting vehicles. Blocking the road is a big, twisted piece of metal axle with wheels. Once again, the Bradley rams fruitlessly against the metal truck carcass, unable to push it out of the way. Some soldiers look confused, hesitant, and unsure what to do next. Sergeant Major Gallagher is not happy.
You'll be stupid once, you'll be stupid twice. The second time, I'm going to start thinking about the gene pool that you came from.
With the air of an annoyed parent, Lieutenant Colonel Twitty later tells the infantrymen to return to obstacle removal school.
Tell me, sir, how many guys you got in your platoon?
34 and 1, sir.
There are 35 mines here. All you guys put your minds together and figure out how you're going to breach that one little obstacle there. Because guess what? Think if this town was bigger, it probably would be several obstacles, okay? Or?
21-year-old Sergeant Larry Owens, a Bradley gunner, says his unit has trained extensively for desert combat. But before this, he says, they haven't spent much time preparing for an urban fight.
We usually do more jungle and open desert warfare. This is a big learning curve. It's a lot more difficult to actually have to maneuver with buildings and actually non-combatants and stuff like that on the war ground.
Distinguishing combatants from civilians in a city could prove one of the biggest challenges the U.S. Army faces in Iraq. In this training zone, most rooms have friend and foe targets painted on wood figures to replicate humans. When soldiers stack tightly against each other, enter a room, they have to make a split-second decision whether to shoot or not. Command Sergeant Major Gallagher says he teaches his soldiers to protect the civilian population as much as possible, but he admits it's tough.
Every building is an obstacle. Every wall is an obstacle. Every fence, you know, and you just don't know what's on the other side of it until you get there. Not all of them, the civilian population, for the most part, they're not combatants. And the morals and the values that the American people demand of us say that we're just not going to go into an urban area and spray and slay.
First Platoon Charlie Company finally finds a solution to the roadblock dilemma. they pull it aside after hitching a cable mounted on the bravo. The rest of the city assault moves almost flawlessly. A tank races through the secured streets and fires into the desert. The dilapidated Wood City is finally secure. Lieutenant Colonel Twitty congratulates 1st Platoon on a job well done.
You guys think back this morning when we first did this. You guys think you come a long way? Doggone right. It was a great job, okay? You guys see how putting it all together, incorporating tanks, Bradleys, dismounted infantrymen, see how all that works? You gotta be proud of yourself.
These soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Division have been in Kuwait since September, training in the open desert, and now training in something resembling urban terrain. 20-year-old specialist David Fisher says confidently, "We're the best trained and most ready we'll be in our careers." They may soon get a chance to prove it. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the Army's 315th Infantry, Kuwait.
To see pictures of the troops training in Kuwait, go to our website, npr.org.